This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Welcome once again, everybody, to the Advanced Selling Podcast. My name is Brian Neal.
Bill Caskey here.
Throwing your voice. That's very Hello. Good. So we come to you every Monday now, right? We're not Thursdays anymore.
Right.
The Advanced Selling Podcast, you can find us on the internet, the advancedsellingpodcast.com. You can also track us down on LinkedIn. I've got a lot of LinkedIn requests. Have you got a lot
yeah,
of
I've
LinkedIn
got a
requests?
Few. Yeah, yeah. It's good.
I appreciate that very much. So find us on LinkedIn, Bill Caskey, Brian Neal. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at B Neal. That's my handle. Do you remember your CB handle from the 70s? At all? Surely you
Breaker.
Had.
Breaker.
Do you remember what you were?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Did I have,
got to
have
think
one?
About
did
that.
I have
CB.
One, though?
You had a CB, didn't you?
No.
Everybody had a CB rated
no.
in the 70s?
Uh-huh.
You didn't? I thought everybody had one. Yeah,
I
we
had,
a
Motorola dial phone in the car.
I forgot what it was. I have to go back and think what I think it was like the Fonz or something, but I was seven, so what the hell?
The Fonz.
Yeah. So today we are going to...
Oh, I've got a story before. I got a question
okay,
for
yeah,
you
please.
Before. The other day I had some... my credit card, we had a new credit card. And so, you know, when you get an old... When you have a new credit card, you got to cut up your old one, the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, correct.
And I found myself, new one came in, I called, verified it, and Jane says, you better cut that up. And so I'm thinking, why do I do this? You know, back in the day, back when I was young, I remember when my dad used to cut up the credit cards, and he literally would cut the things up into like 1,000 pieces and
molecules.
Go strategically place one in each wastebasket. So if some kind of person who was going. And so
funny.
I thought, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to cut it up. And I could not resist. It's like a script. I put one in the kitchen wastebasket, one in the other. And I came in the next day and I said, you know, I did something really weird last night. So did Kathy Macaluso. She goes, oh, I do the same thing.
Exactly.
You do that when you cut up
the
credit card?
No, I usually
burn
just
it?
Tear them in half.
Yeah.
But no, you know, I don't know. If people want to steal your identity, they're probably not going to rub
it's going to be the
days.
Waiter at the restaurant that steals it, not somebody
days,
going through your trash.
I'm sure my credit card number is somewhere out on some black market thing in Lithuania, but it's probably not going to be with somebody rummaging through the trash, putting together a puzzle piece of 50 slivers of credit card, more
I think
than likely.
You probably lower your odds if you put it in one trash can versus spread it out in five, because if I'm going through one and I see a little piece, I'm like where's the rest of the pony?
I also just picture the person that goes and gets them out of the trash cans, then puts them together, then goes to Walmart, and the person working at Walmart takes it and goes, okay,
I
thank you, Mrs. Caskey. And it's put together with duct
tape.
Yeah. We're saying, now, do you remember the cartoon Far Side by Gary Larson?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite cartoons of all time. A huge Gary Larson fan. And this topic was actually inspired. One of his cartoons, there was a little boy who was riding his bike, and his bike was leaning up against this fence that was like a military-type fence with barbed wire on the top and everything, and his bike was leaning up against there, and he had crawled under the fence, and he was peering down this hole, and what it was a missile silo, and he had crawled underneath a missile silo, and there were a bunch of big hole missile silos,
yeah.
And he was leaning down, looking down in here, and the caption was, "Never do this." That was the caption. You never know when one of those ballistic missiles is going to come up, hit you in the head. So this is never say this.
Okay.
Never say this as a salesperson. And some of these are going to be – we're going to say never say these things out loud. Could be to a prospect. Could be to a sales manager. And we've taken the liberty to write these things down separately. So we'll see if we cross.
And I've actually got a couple here that I think you shouldn't even say to yourself.
That's fair.
We'll get to
I'm
those.
Getting
it.
You want to
so
go first?
You go ahead.
Okay. You ready?
Missile
Here,
silo, number one.
To never say. And we've said this before, to never say this, but we're going to reiterate it. Never say – slam dunk.
Mm.
This is a slam dunk, and I think I told you a story. Maybe I didn't. I put it on a CinchCast, one of our new little tools here, but I had a client of mine sitting in the meeting before the deal was closed who said, if I don't get this one, fire me or I'll quit. And I went, no! And it was already out
you
there.
You had it until
you know,
then.
It's like when Harry met Sally. You know, it's like, it's already out there. You can't take it back. And sure enough, I got an email that night, and the email said, I hate you.
That night he found out?
That night he found out. Yeah. And then he said, I hate you,
karma.
Especially when you're right.
It's
and you
karma.
Just don't ever say slam dunk, done deal, fire me if I don't get this one.
Yeah.
It's just – it's karma. Puts them away.
Put it in the bank.
Yeah.
Mark it off.
Done deal. Mark it off.
Done deal.
Off.
What you know the deal. Whatever that those words are for you, no-brainer.
It's all but done. That is a no-brainer.
It's never done.
It's never done. It's never done.
And I think the thinking there is that when we get sloppy, or that's when we get sloppy, when we assume that we're at a different place than we really
that's
are.
That's very, very good.
Okay, I've got one
here.
Yeah,
fire away.
Never say Let's put our best foot forward.
I've heard people
say, well, we're going to go out and see the prospect, Bill. Help us so that we can put our best foot forward.
Yeah.
And I say, well, when you lay in the ball, is it a right? If you're going right foot, right-handed, it's your left foot that goes up.
Yeah.
What does our best foot forward mean? What it means to me is let's try to impress them.
Yeah.
Let's try to be different so that they see us as somebody that we're not.
Yeah.
And I know some of you traditionalists will say, no, that's not what that means. What it means is just show up and be credible. Well, in this case, I've heard it from several people, and it usually means let's try to be someone different than we are.
Yeah, that we're not. It also changes. It gets us off of the intent.
As I talked about this
at a client this morning, it all becomes about, oh, we're going to shine and look good, and we take all focus off of the pains and problems of the prospect and put them on us, and it just never works.
Yeah. I was at a meeting here a few months ago with a client, and they were proposing, they were doing a presentation in front of these customers. And I got sucked into this process where all they wanted to talk about was the font size on the PowerPoint, whether it was a gray background or white background. It was so us-focused that there was no room left for customer-focused. And it turned out to be just average. It wasn't as good as it could have been.
Yeah, very, very good.
You got one?
Okay, yeah, never say this. Yeah, do I have one? I've got an encyclopedia. Or no, not an encyclopedia. A big list here. Ready?
Yep.
I'm 50 basis points from doubling my volume. You know what that means? If you're in the lending business.
Yeah.
If we took a 5% discount, Bill, on our pricing, I'd double my business tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
See there, it's all about pricing. And
this came,
I had a guy say that to me. We're in the lending business, so it was 50 basis points. If management would just give us a 3% price concession, I'd blow the roof off of this place. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, because as soon as you do that, 3%, you come back and say, well, the market, our competition's dropping their pants.
Yeah.
So then it really needs to be four.
We need new MacBooks.
You took one of mine.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
You took number six.
But I've got one to add to that. And as any kind of, we need to be more competitive. Any kind of thing that lets price be the determining factor, it's false. It's just not.
No, it's not. Never is just it. It's never just it. And there's a guy named Nick Setchell who I met through my Vistage contacts, a peer group that I'm in. And Nick Setchell, he's got this graph where he shows how much volume a salesperson has to add incrementally to maintain the same level of net income at the bottom. It will make your head fall off. The salesperson wants to have no idea what that is. And it's a great CEO tool to look at and analyze that. So
here's one that I hear quite a bit,
and
it's from good clients who know our information, but sometimes we slip back, and that is the words, well, we've got to get our prospect to fill in the blank.
Yeah. How do I get them to...
How do I get them to like me? How do I get them to see my value? How do I get them, manipulate?
Never say get them to.
So drop the attitude that you're going to get someone to do something. You can't control what they do, what you get them to do. You can only do what you can do. And if it shows up that they eventually buy or whatever, that's fine. But the instant you change that, now the focus, like you say, is how do I... what actions do I take versus how can I help the prospect solve a problem?
Yeah. Do we have time for a few more?
We got time for one more.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, this is the grand champion here.
The CEO doesn't really care about this. The CEO doesn't really care about this. Yeah. He won't see us. He doesn't care about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Never, ever, ever say that. Never think that. Yeah. What you'll find is if the CEO won't care about what you're doing, then what you're the way that you're doing and thinking about it is way too small.
Yeah.
Right? So CEOs care immensely about the success of their companies, their business, their people, and everything else. And to think for a moment that the CEO doesn't care about something, to me, is a bit of a slap in the face to the CEO, personally. They do care. They may not care about what it is the way that you think they care about it. So they may not care about the pixels and the bandwidth and this and that. But they do care about the impact to the bottom line, the impact to the people. So.
And this goes also for not just CEOs, but leaders of divisions and departments. So if you're calling on the purchasing agent and you make that statement, well, purchasing agent cares, but really the purchasing manager doesn't care about this.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a CEO necessarily. I think what we do is we get lazy and we say this, we're not going to go call on the CEO because that's a risky endeavor.
Yep.
So it's easier to say they don't care.
They don't care. That's the protection mechanism.
Yeah.
So this is fun. These are good.
Yeah, we can go back and we can do some more of these.
Yeah. You can find us on the internet at advancedsellingpodcast.com. I'd also encourage you to look us up on LinkedIn. Brian Neal, Bill Cass, get LinkedIn and connect with us there. Also follow us on Twitter. We are B. Neal, and were you B. Caskey?
I'm B. Caskey.
Yeah, and we have an Advanced Selling Podcast Twitter, but it's kind of hard to pronounce because it's advanced. We still need to find a way to say that.
Joel's going
to
get mad.
It's just Advanced Selling Podcast without the vowels. Right?
It's Advanced Selling. It's twitter.com/advancedselling.
Twitter, LinkedIn, we'd love to hear from you. And be sure to tell us that you're a podcast listener, which most of my people, because if you connect and
you move
LinkedIn,
to the front of the line.
No doubt about it. So,
also, if you have a question, listener@advancedsellingpodcast.com. We've got some. We need to do a mailbag next time because we've got some stacking up here. This whole bottom section of our
drawer, I have nowhere to put my feet.
Stacked up. All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.